You are listening to Radio Rhino International Africa.
Hello, you are listening to Radio Rhino International Africa.
This is your voice for freedom and democracy.
Hello, that's your frequency. You are listening to Radio Rhino International Africa.
This is Radio Rhino International Africa. This is your voice for freedom. It is your symbol for the future. It is your symbol of hope. This is Radio Rhino International Africa. This is your voice for freedom. It is your voice for liberty.
Hello, you are on the right way. You are listening to Radio Rhino International Africa.
You are listening to Radio Rhino International Africa.
Dear listeners, my name is Sophie. We present to you telephone interviews with leaders of main oppositional parties in Uganda, Jude Babali of the Democratic Party and Henry Mayega of the Ugandan People's Congress, both of whom called on dictator Museveni to resign. We also had a telephone interview with the vice chairman of the Lord's Resistance Army, Brigadier Vincent Oti, who accuses the Ugandan army for using civilians as human shield.
Radio Rhino International Africa News.
First, the news headlines. London, United Kingdom. Pointing out that conflicting statements from dictator Museveni has worsened the situation in northern and eastern Uganda, noting that military means wouldn't end the conflict, the Catholic Archbishop of northern Uganda, John Baptist Odama, called for an immediate expeditious intervention by the international community in the Uganda conflict. Northern Uganda. In a telephone interview with Radio Rhino International Africa, the vice chairman of the Lord's Resistance Army, Brigadier Vincent Oti, says the LRA are not terrorists but armed political freedom fighters on the course to liberate Uganda. Brigadier Oti accused the Uganda army of using civilians in the IDP camps as human shields. Lira. Armed men massacred 14 persons in each Lango between last Saturday and Sunday. In the latest development, 12 people have been killed and dozens more injured in an attack on the refugee camp of Abia, 28 kilometers north of Lira in northern Uganda, bringing the total number of persons massacred since last November to 289 victims. Kampala. Two main traditional political parties, Democratic Party and Uganda People's Congress, allied with other Uganda political organizations, call on dictator Museveni to resign or face the political wrath of the people. Kampala. Speaking at a press conference held in Kampala yesterday, the chairman of Presidential Policy Commission of Uganda People's Congress, Dr. James Rwanyarare, said that following last week's Uganda Supreme Court ruling that nullified the Constitutional Amendment Act, the movement and its organs are illegal. The National Resistance Movement should refund all the money it has been using to fund its activities. London. Speaking at a symposium for security and peace, the Roman Catholic Archbishop of Northern Uganda, John Baptist Odama, said the military approach would not end the insurgency in northern and eastern Uganda. Archbishop Odama said conflicting statements by dictator Museveni on ways to end the civil war have worsened the situation in northern Uganda. One time the government would say, yes, we are for peace, but 2-3 days later will say, no, I have to crush these people. So this furthers the state of mistrust. He said the civil society in northern Uganda has tried to end the conflict through dialogue, but their strength is exhausted. He emphasized the need for more powerful groups like the United Nations, European Union, Commonwealth and African Union to intervene to bring security and peace to northern and eastern Uganda. However, the Ugandan army says it will move into South Torit in southern Sudan to flush out the rebels of the Lord's Resistance Army. This is the 9th time the Uganda army has moved into Sudan to pursue the rebels of the Lord's Resistance Army. Speaking to Radio Rhino, the LRA High Command denied the LRA were in Sudan, but rather in northern Uganda with their forces located in Acholi, Lango and Tezo. In a telephone interview with Radio Rhino International Africa, calling on Ugandans to unite and liberate Uganda, the vice chairman of the Lord's Resistance Army, Brigadier Vincent Oti, says the LRA are not terrorists but armed political freedom fighters on the course to liberate Uganda. He said dictator Museveni, who took power and maintains it by the gun, will only be forced out of power by the gun. The LRA denies having lost their commanders and soldiers as reported in the Uganda press, which Vincent Oti termed as government propaganda. Asked on the LRA's position on peace talks, Brigadier Oti said the LRA are willing and ready to talk peace. He accused dictator Museveni for thwarting peace efforts. Lira in northern Uganda. Armed men massacred 14 persons near the Catholic mission of Aliwang in East Lango last weekend. The killings were committed in 3 distinct actions. 9 civilians were literally massacred with machetes. The victims were people searching for food and water. 3 displaced women looking for food and water were killed in the location of Anep Moroto, where they were in the refugee camp adjoined to the local mission. A man was also killed and his wife wounded on the arm. At least 12 people have been killed and dozens more injured in an attack on the refugee camp of Abia, 28 kilometers north of Lira in northern Uganda. Last night, villages around the town of Apala, 8 kilometers north of the Komboni mission of Ngeta, were attacked, homes and shops looted. A vehicle carrying civilian passengers was ambushed in Aparo on the road linking Kitgum with the Catholic mission of Namukora. A child was killed when the vehicle overturned, while an unknown number of passengers were injured. Meanwhile, the humanitarian situation in the rural zones of the eastern district of Lira is out of hand. The international aid organizations are not currently able to help the devastated population of the Lango ethnic group, given that the humanitarian presidiums are located in rebel-infested zones. Just in the refugee camp of Aliwang, 50 kilometers east of Lira, 90 children under the age of 10 died due to the outbreaks of a measles epidemic at the start of the year. Secretary of the Lango Religious Leaders Forum, Father Sebat, said, "The humanitarian situation is dramatic. There's a need for everything here. From potable water to waterproof sheets to over the huts of the displaced, from pans to food provisions. In the camps, 5 people died each day of famine or disease, a tragic toll that adds to the countless victims of the raids. As if it were not enough, there are over 200,000 people living out in the open in the camps, spread throughout the rural areas. They are settlements where no humanitarian organizations have still been able to put food due to the insecurity of the roads. According to Father Sebat, the situation is intolerable and a direct involvement of the international community is vital. If the Ugandan regular troops have still not been able to guarantee the safety of the civilians, the time has come for someone of the United Nations to get it through their head. There is need for a serious peacekeeping operation to save many innocent lives, he said. Kampala. The Democratic Party and Uganda People's Congress, allied with other Uganda political organizations, have called on dictator Museveni to resign or face the political wrath of the people. Speaking at a news conference yesterday, the President General of the party, Dr. Paul Simogerere, told journalists that, among other things, the January 29 Supreme Court ruling questions the continued position of dictator Museveni as head of government. Several top members of the party, who spoke at yesterday's news conference, echoed the calls for Museveni to step down in light of the ruling. One of the DP lawyers, Mr. Arias Lukwago, accused Museveni of violating the 1995 constitution. Legal experts warn that any bills passed based on the act, as well as those passed since then by voice voting in parliament, are open to legal challenge. Speaking at a press conference held in Kampala yesterday, the chairman of Presidential Policy Commission of Uganda People's Congress, Dr. James Wanyarare, said that following last week's Uganda Supreme Court ruling, the movement and its organs are illegal. He called on the National Resistance Movement to refund all the money it has been using to fund its activities. This means that the movement was never adopted by the people of Uganda. All the activities of the movement secretariat and the expenses to the taxpayers thereof are illegal. The monies must be refunded. Wanyarare said the constitution empowers Ugandans to fight against those who seek to overthrow or abrogate it, and that now was the time for Ugandans to rise up against an illegal movement government. Talking is no longer enough, and action is required now. We call on all patriots of this land to stand and be counted in fighting illegality and its rule in Uganda, Wanyarare said. The director of information at the movement secretariat, Mr. Ofwono Opondo, dared Wanyarare to declare himself president if he thinks there is a power vacuum in Uganda.
Hello, you are listening to Radio Rhino International Africa.
Welcome to our broadcast, Jude.
Hey, thank you, sir.
The President General of your party, Dr. Paul Semugerere, told journalists that the January 29th Supreme Court ruling does question the position of dictator Museveni as head of Uganda, called for dictator Museveni to step down.
That's very true, actually. The President General of the party told President Museveni, point blank, that he should resign because the country is now in a total mess. This is a serious political mess, in that most of the laws that were enacted after that act that was nullified look vague and very vulnerable. And one of them is the referendum act, which was nullified. And currently in Uganda we have a political crisis, because most of the laws that have been enacted after the referendum act was nullified look to be very fragile and therefore very vulnerable. One of these laws is the law that establishes President Museveni's government. You know, the referendum act established President Museveni's government. Now it has been nullified by the Supreme Court, So that means President Museveni and his government not exist according to law, and therefore they should resign. It is the general position of so many other parties, the other parties we are aligning with, also President Museveni's regime.
How do you intend to enforce these suggestions if the Uganda dictatorship does not take heed and resign?
One of the things we are going to do is to sensitize the masses on the implications of this judgment, and many of them are actually appreciating the judgment. Secondly, we are trying to take this judgment to the international community. We have already seen the British High Commissioner to Uganda. We intend to visit the ambassador of USA to Uganda.
The same people you are going to, they do tell us most times categorically that Ugandans must solve their own problem. And I guess they will tell you the same. So what do you intend to do as Ugandans? What role are the people of Uganda going to play in this circumstance?
Now, of course, we are trying to give President Museveni one of the last chances, because we wanted him to go to Uganda according to the law. But of course, if he seems not to be obeying what the court has ordered him to do, then of course we may go back to court and seek a declaration from court so that the movement government is declared illegal. And once it is declared illegal, then we can do anything, because you have to get rid of a government that is illegal. So you can use any means that may be available to us. It may be mass demonstrations in the city of Kampala. It may be any other means. Or maybe Fox Odoi doesn't know the history of Uganda. In 1980 elections, you remember the Democratic Party won the general election. And Museveni actually went to the bush on that basis. He said that the Democratic Party had been, the votes of the Democratic Party had been stolen by the then President Obote. So he went to the bush on that basis. Secondly, in 1996, when Dr. Semogele stood against President Museveni, we have information leading to the fact that there was a lot of rigging, to the extent that if there was not that rigging, then Dr. Semogele would be president of Uganda. But there was a lot of rigging, and actually this rigging is causing controversy, because some of the politicians who want to break away from the movement are threatening that if Museveni insists on the third term, then they are going to expose how the 1996 election was rigged in favor of President Museveni. We have all this information.
I remember that in the general elections of the early 80s, Dictator Museveni lost to a member of the Democratic Party in his own constituency.
Mm. Yeah, of course, that was Kahamba Kutesa, who was a member of the Democratic Party. He defeated President Museveni then in a very affirming manner.
Finally, if you go back to court and the court declared the movement government officially now illegal, how would you enforce really the order from the court?
Oh, definitely. Of course, if the government is declared illegal, that means the masses in Uganda will just mobilize them and take over power, because now they'll be fighting for justifying the cause. You know what has happened in Ivory Coast? You know what has happened in Yugoslavia? The people have taken on the governments of the day, and they have overthrown them. That's what we can do if court gives us a go-ahead that the government of President Museveni is illegal. We just move in immediately and have the capacity to mobilize Ugandans against the movement, because it has lost the popularity. Actually, what they are now using is intimidation and the gun. They are using the gun to intimidate Ugandans. Otherwise, they have lost credibility. They have made so many mistakes. The economy is crumbling. So many people are languishing in jails. So many are in exile. So the world situation is very fragile for President Museveni here in Uganda.
Hello, you are listening to Radio Rhino International Africa.
Dear listeners, I have on the line with me from Kampala the Vice Chairman of the Presidential Policy Commission, Mr. Henry Mayega. Welcome to our broadcast.
Thank you very much.
Well, would you like to tell me what transpired at your press conference yesterday in Kampala?
Well, yesterday we had a press conference, and a statement was issued by the Uganda People's Congress, in which we referred to the ruling by the Supreme Court, which nullified the amendment, the Constitutional Amendment Act, and that meant that since that act was illegal, as declared by the Supreme Court, it also rendered quite a number of acts that the government has put in place null and void. And that meant that the elections, because the Amendment Act, which was nullified, was passed in the year 1999. And therefore, the subsequent acts in the subsequent years were also nullified. And that means that even the presidential elections and parliamentary elections that were carried out in 2001 were rendered null and void. And that makes the government currently in Uganda illegal. And therefore, the chairman of the Presidential Policy Commission, Dr. James Ranyirali, called upon Ugandans and everybody to do everything that they can to make sure that the illegal government is actually removed. That's precisely what transpired in the press conference yesterday. Since we have an illegal government, it should resign. And therefore, the UPC would have no problem if that kind of resignation is made by the government, because they are illegally occupying government. And in fact, yesterday we in the UPC we told the government that they should return actually the monies that they've been getting from the National Treasury, because they have been drawing those monies illegally. And therefore, what the DPs came out with yesterday was in agreement with ours.
How would such a call be reinforced in a situation where the government rules by the power of the gun?
Of course, it would be a surprise to us if they at all responded to the call to resign. Otherwise, we expect them to resist that one because already they are saying that there is no national crisis. And yet, we know that they have had quite a number of crisis meetings as cabinet, as parliament, and so on and so forth.
What specifically does the Constitution of Uganda say about the citizens of Uganda defending the same constitution and defending the nation against anybody or any institution that tries to abrogate the constitution?
Now, the 1995 constitution is very clear about that matter, because it says that whoever abrogates any part of the constitution in its entirety, it calls upon Ugandans to do everything they can, including taking up arms to remove such a person or a government. And therefore, that one is extremely important, because so many provisions in the current constitution have been abrogated by the current government. And therefore, I wouldn't be surprised if people took up that kind of challenge and the responsibility, and they rise to the occasion challenging this government and even have it removed.
Do you see Uganda getting closer to a peaceful transition or heading towards armed confrontation with a militant regime?
What is happening on the ground is indicative of the fact that this government is not ready for a peaceful transition, because maybe somebody should be taken through the history of this kind of what the current government did. They grabbed the power in 1986. They told Ugandans that they were going to be here in government for a period of 4 years, after which they would carry out democratic elections. At the end of the 4 years, these people extended themselves in government. They extended even the National Assembly, which they had put in place. And after that, they went and wrote a new constitution, which materialized in 1995, and after which they said that Museveni would have his first term, after actually ruling the country for almost 10 years. And so these extensions and tricks and so on, they are not indicative of the fact that this government can live peacefully, and that there can be a transition from a monolithic kind of arrangement to a multi-party kind of arrangement peacefully. That one is out of the question. These people are so intent on remaining in power, and that's what exactly they are going to do, and we don't expect any peaceful change.
Well, you have been part of the coalition of political parties, the seven main parties meeting with the National Resistance Movement. Do you have any hope in those talks?
We gave these people the benefit of the doubt, and we had made over 20 demands, and we said that we can make concessions on the 16 of them. And we said four of them cannot be, really, we can't concede on them because they were extremely important to us. Ugandans and the international community have to be remarked. Kinds of talks were tried in the year 1994, and they collapsed basically because of these four conditions that we demanded from government to make sure that the talks can proceed. Now, the government side reneged on these four, and they said that they can't accept them, and that's why the talks collapsed. And therefore, that really gives a very grim picture about what we should expect in the future. We don't think that these people are going to give in. And therefore, that makes the possibility of having these talks as a success really as something that shouldn't be expected.
Hello, you are listening to Radio Rhino International Africa.
So I have on the line with me here the Vice Chairman Commander Vincent Oti, updating us on the activities of the Lord's Resistance Army. Welcome to our broadcast, Vincent Oti. You claim that your forces shot down a UPDF helicopter in Pader, but the government argues that it was due to too much dust that the helicopter went down.
We shot down the helicopter on the 6th morning when we fought on the 5th with the UPDF, and UPDF suffered heavy casualties, and the helicopter came to take their casualties. And when turned me around, we shot down the with the GPMG.
The government claims that they have killed most of your top commanders, that it is now only you and another commander remaining close by to your chief commander, Nkonyi.
I think you know they are just after propaganda. But when forces kill many of the standard forces on us, that they have killed LRA. But all those forces were killed on that day in Padre, in Atana Division, the place called Dimupuo near Agago River. That was, it was killed the UPDF, but it was not the UPDF who killed LRA.
Now, can you explain the circumstances under which your commandants have been reported to have been killed in Kitgum or Pader? We have seen in the papers they have said some of your commandants were killed. Like who? Yadin or somebody?
That is very wrong. I have all of my commanders.
Now, the Uganda Army says that you are beaten out of Teso and Lango. But the reports reaching us from Uganda indicate that some civilians have been killed in Lango, that a military detachment has been run down near to Gulu town. Are your forces in Lango and in Gulu town?
My forces are in Gulu, Kigum district, Apache, Lira, Katakui, and Soropi, and even Kabarnaya district. My forces are scattered to all these places.
So that means you are not beaten out as the government claims.
We are not defeated. With the government of Uganda, this is how the way he is used to kill the people. Because all these civilians, they have been slaughtered, let me say like this, in all this district, is the UPDF who are doing this one. Because they want to spoil the name of the LRA. Otherwise, we will not. Where by then, Museveni killed so many civilians, and other places even in our district. If Museveni who are killing the civilians, they just press in the ways as the NRA and talk these languages, war and start killing even civilians. But it is not NRA because we are fighting to rescue the civilians from the dictator of Museveni, because he's the one killing our people. He stole all the civilians in the camp as a human necessary thing. No. The barracks, all the camp is surrounded. The camp are surrounded the barracks. Now, if you want to go to fight the UPDF in the barracks, you must stop the village. Now, this is the thing that I did not say what of the military.
Now, there are some rumors that there are foreign troops working together with the Uganda Army in Gulu. And they have followed you to your hideout, and in the process, they claim, the report indicates that Lieutenant Colonel Opio was killed in your headquarters. Do you agree or deny this report?
Opio shouldn't be near me like this time. You can even hear him. Opio is around. None of any of my commanders has been killed by the UPDF.
Well, you have heard that the government of Uganda has approached the International Criminal Court to probe your activities and indict your leadership and possibly prosecute you in the International Court. What is your reaction to this development?
My reaction is I know for sure that we are not terrorists. We are freedom fighters to liberate Uganda under the dictator of Museveni, because Museveni wants life president in Uganda. This is a threat for us. That if we talk like that one, we should fear and but we are not going to surrender. We are waiting for the court.
Well, are you willing to go to the negotiating peace table with these conditions, new development of the international court, and also with America labeling you as terrorist groups?
LRA is ready to talk peace with you. Uganda is not willing to talk this. I think you are even here, even today, he said that he's going to Sudan to fight the LRA leadership. But LRA leadership is not in Sudan. We are all in Uganda. Right now, so I'm talking from Uganda. I'm here in Uganda.
So you are all in Uganda otherwise?
Yes, we are here in Uganda.